Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it! It's time for episode 606 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you've reached Checkpoint Training Camp. My name is H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, a.k.a. Sultan of Summer, a.k.a. What was it? Chart Linklater. That's right.
Chart Linklater.
Oh, yeah. And he had records of Pick Disc. Ooh, Howard Kramer, what's up, Stard?
How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I'm on my, one day break from tour. I got to check in with the charts.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the tour. Give us some highlights. What's been the highlight so far, performance-wise?
Oh, performance-wise. I think St. Louis, for some reason, was a particularly good show.
Okay.
One of the bits, which I really, really enjoyed, was Scott was sort of pimping their characters out to do a stand-up routine.
I don't know that we need to go that far to describe the bits. Just
okay.
Kidding. No, go ahead.
Fine with me. Yeah,
I thought maybe the Sklar brothers came out. Maybe they wheeled out Bob Costas. Like there was a big St. Louis highlight.
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. No, I don't have anything like that.
All right. Then finish the bit. We got to give them some.
Well, okay. Carl Tart and Paul F. Tompkins doing like a fake stand-up routine within their characters was really funny. It was like putting a lot of stakes on the character to come up with this moment, and then to see them live up to it was awesome. And it's just been so fun hanging out with all of them.
Right on. Yeah, maybe we'll get some offstage moments later on in the show.
Sure.
Right now, let's meet our guest.
All right.
Here he comes now. You know him from Big Little Lies, Heathers. He's half of Wayne and Rodney. And you know him from the podcast. This particular album is very, very important to me. Please welcome to the charts, Joel Spence.
Hey, up, guys.
Ooh.
What's
up, man?
Happy to be here. Honored, actually. Like, and I do mean that. I am honored.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Because why? You like Stard? You like his...
Well, Joel and I are both on Screw It, Let's Talk About the Beatles.
Okay.
Screw It, we're just going to talk about the Beatles.
Yeah. No, don't mention the Rival podcast.
With Will Hines.
What a rival. And, yeah. I don't know if I want charts or Beatles. I got to pick one or the other.
Right. Then the Wayne and Rodney band mentioned in the credits, that's Joel and Will Hines' musical project.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. We're honored to have you as well. And I guess you're used to talking a lot about music.
Yeah. Yeah. We Brett and I can go down some rabbit holes together. We've done in the past. I like that little bit that I just said was that there's the Beatles podcast world is so saturated that there's Screw It, we're just going to talk about the Beatles, and Screw It, the Beatles, or however you...
right.
Those two go at it.
Yeah.
Is there there used to be Harry Shearer did a show about the Beatles on Sunday morning or something like that. I was on the radio.
Breakfast with the Beatles? Was it that?
Yeah, it was something like that. And I think Harry Shearer did it for a while. Maybe I'm confusing two shows. But it's odd that, yeah, podcast comes in and now there's probably, I mean, is there hundreds of them? There's got to be a bunch, right? There's got to be hundreds.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. I associate those two shows together. Is it Le Show that he would do?
Yeah, Le Show. That's it. There you go.
And then Breakfast with the Beatles tended to be on the same.
They're both Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
But interesting. I mean, Scott started on the radio too. And now
that's true.
Look at him. You're on tour.
Yeah.
What's next? Where are you going next?
Next is my hometown, San Francisco.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, hey, that's going to be a lot of fun.
How is San Antonio? That's my hometown.
I always forgot that. San Antonio was awesome. The show was a little weird because the sound was kind of rickety and the audience was a little, I think, too drunk, maybe.
Yeah, I was texting with Paul about it. He said there was a couple of drunk people who were shouting back.
Yeah, there was
a good time.
There was one guy who just took a phone call like right in the middle of the show, like right in the front, and he was yelling and shit, and then he just left. So it kind of like, it's always that thing where it's way more of an issue for the performers than for the audience. Because I was in the audience and I was like, that was great. You guys were hilarious. And then they're like, oh man, like
that was brutal. The guy wouldn't
hate me in San Antonio.
San Antonio was so interesting. I had never been. I didn't even know what to expect except for the Alamo, which I did see like the outside of it. But the whole river walk and the whole vibe of it was
so artificial, right?
Yeah, but it's also, it's kind of Fisherman's Wharf-y like in that area. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It was, I did like the vibe, though.
That's pretty touristy, too.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Touristy. Yeah.
I said it was artificial.
No, yeah, I was definitely praising Fisherman's Wharf as the most authentic place in San Francisco. That's what I meant.
I don't know if they still do this, but around St. Patrick's Day, for a while, they would dye the river green. I think they do that in Chicago, now that I think about it.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
But it was so strange.
That's strange because the water was definitely green when I went, like naturally green.
Yeah. And it becomes like Kermit melted or something like that.
Right.
I told Paul, it's like I devoted a little thought to San Antonio. I love the city for sure. And there's a lot that's really fascinating, interesting. It is definitely part Texas. It is definitely part Mexico.
Yeah.
But it also is sometimes the worst of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, everybody going there to party and see games and stuff.
Yeah.
I will say my good friend in Austin, who I saw in the next show, you know, he's born and raised in Austin. He's seen it change a lot. And he was telling me San Antonio has like elements that he almost wished Austin grew into, like the way he's seen San Antonio grow. Like he likes it. So.
Yeah.
He had good things to say.
Yeah.
There's more pit bull farms probably in San Antonio. They got that.
And on St. Patrick's Day, they dye all those pit bulls green.
Yeah. Green pit bulls running around San Antonio, swimming in the Riverwalk. Good times. All right. Well, let's get into the music chart. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? What's up?
All right, we got Apple Music Today's Hits.
Oh.
Nice. All right, some current stuff. We'll see if there's any hip-hop on these charts.
Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Running Up That Hill, Kate Bush.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wanna hurt me. You see how deep the wood lies. Unaware and tearing you asunder. There is thunder in our hearts. You
more of a Hounds of Love guy myself.
Yeah.
I do.
What's the one that they do where they all go outside and do it all at the same time with her? Have you seen that?
No.
There's some song she has, because I really only know this one. There's some other song she has where it's like 1,000 people will go outside and sing it with her. It's like a yearly event.
Oh, wow.
That's the music video?
No, it's just some other song that she put out one time, and then the fans meet up with her and sing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Wuthering Heights?
By the World of Coke?
Might be it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Hands Across America.
I forget about that, that it existed. Yeah. Hands Across America.
Yeah, we're all going to hold hands.
Imagine them trying to even pitch that now. It's like, why even bother? Yeah.
In this pandemic? Everybody, of course not.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be vaccinated to hold someone's hand. My God. What a logistics nightmare.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, hopefully she'll drop out of the charts. I'm glad she's at 5 because it's been about 2 months of having to come up with something to say about that 25-year-old song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch Stranger Things, Joel?
I've watched the first season twice. I really like it. And then I just not motivated to watch the rest of it for some reason.
Oh, wow. That's funny. You watched that twice, but
yeah,
zero times for the rest.
I watched it when it came out and I did enjoy it. And then it, like, same thing. I just didn't watch the second season in like 4 years passed. And I thought, in anticipation, I will watch this first one and then watch the rest. And the same thing happened.
Same thing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got distracted by Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. I was like, I'll pick up on a show if I don't have to go back and watch the beginning.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah.
I'll just jump in at season 4, see what happens.
Yeah. If it takes work, it's just too daunting.
With that show, it's become so convoluted if you're really trying to remember the entire 4-season arc that you kind of can just jump in.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter anymore. Yeah. It's like you get the idea, the upside down. Like
jumping
down
into the Bible.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
There's so much happening always.
A lot of repetition.
Yeah.
Repeating themes.
Yeah.
Rewatching.
Right, coming in at number 4.
Number 4.
Post Malone, I Like You, featuring Doja Cat.
I bet people maybe start talking like that. You know, babies hear that song, they think that's the way people talk. You know, that little trilly, you know, yodel thing he's doing.
Right.
Could happen.
I was watching this. There's this video. There's this Italian grandmother that cooks. She has her own YouTube channel. Uh-huh. And it is like, it's a red sauce Italian. Like it starts with dun 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 dun. That is very, they're not trying to do anything new with this Italian cooking. Uh-huh. And I was watching one of hers yesterday. I don't know why. She just makes me, it just calms me to watch her. But I was watching it on like 1.5 speed, and she she said something like, "Oh, the pasta is ready in the pot," but she said it at, the pasta's in the ready. Like it, she doesn't even know she was doing this Italian sort of melody
scale. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a pasta.
That's a pasta. It's already. And I don't think I would have noticed it had I not sped it up to 1.5.
That's really funny.
It's like they a new dialect, like the Italian jingle kind of talking.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I've thought before, I think I've read some evidence for it, but like the reason music even sounds good to us, like why music is a thing, is like it's exaggerated. It's like exaggerated speech, you know, like we all have like some melody in our emotions. So it's like going, speech.
Yeah, it's like being indulgent.
Yeah, it's like, I love you so much. Nice. Da, da, da. It's like, it's just a very exaggerated, pleasing form of that.
Yeah. Is that auto-tune sound? Is that what he has on that, on his vocal,
Brett? It's a little bit different, I guess, than auto-tune. It's like a vibrato sort of thing.
You okay. can in auto-tune 2.1, like you can add a vibrato
oh
to it.
Oh, wow.
Or I don't know if it's 2.1, but you know what I mean. But you can so you like can exaggerate
the technology
or
technology is driving the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely play with vibrato with it. It feels like he's discovered that feature.
And auto-tune heads have been begging for that feature for the last two. Like, right, when are yeah. we going to get vibrato?
Yeah. When are we going to get a whammy bar on our auto-tune?
That is true. It's like he's the Eddie Van Halen of singing.
He's got it on his throat.
I see a lot of him on TikTok now, and it seems like he does a lot of country kind of covers and things.
Yeah, he's doing a... yeah, he's gone into country a little bit. He's from Dallas. Sort of like it makes sense.
Oh, he is? Yeah, he's sort of like a novelty guy.
His dad worked was a head of concessions at Dallas, you know, Cowboy Stadium.
Oh,
Jerry
really?
World. Oh. Yeah.
That's where I saw Paul McCartney that in that 90s tour that he did. And I also saw George Michael there for the Faith tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In the bathroom or on, he was doing the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was wearing a cop outfit. Yeah.
It was funny, Joel, in that San Antonio theater we played, the sound guy, before we get there, he goes, he's all frazzled. And he's like, I'm just telling you now, man, the sound is not good here.
Oh my God.
And I'm just going like, what does that mean? And he's like, I'm just telling you, like, just like giving you a heads up. Like,
bro, south of Austin, audio dies. Here. Yeah.
I'm like, what? Yeah. And then
there
it was funny because
San Marcos, forget
it. They were touring us the theater, and then they go, hey, like, check out the other side. There's a whole second theater that's facing the opposite direction. It's almost like Stranger Things, upside down. It's like, they take us over, and that theater is way nicer.
Is that the Majestic?
Like, yeah, it's the Majestic.
That
the Majestic side of the Majestic is beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you cross the tracks. Yeah, we were on the other side of the tracks for sure. But it was a nice theater. But the Majestic's very cool.
Oh my God, that poor guy is just constantly apologizing to the acts coming in. It's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's not good though without specifics, because it just made it sound like something was going to break and I need to just be prepared.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number three. One Republic with I Ain't Worried. The whistle solo.
Yeah. I was going to say, that sounds like that. There was a hit that sounded just like that, like 10 years ago, and it also had whistling in it.
Really?
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Is that one? Yeah. What song was that?
Is that Portishead? No.
No, it had a, it was a poppier song.
Is that MGMT?
No, the hook was like.
He's singing the whistle part.
Was that, yeah? Is that like,
isn't that
Peter,
MGMT
Bjorn and John or something like that? Bjorn and John. There was. Wow.
We're not. I don't think we're gonna retrieve the title.
Oh my God! I'll whistle into Shazam right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you do that yet?
It has a new mode. Which is whistle mode.
Yeah. You should be able to. But that's a new entry on the whistle charts. It's like you got Dock of the Bay. Great. You got that. Uh-huh. You got,
I'm thrilled.
Patience, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my brain is not fast enough for this bit. I can't think of the whistle songs.
Yeah.
There's Johnny Cash has some train songs where he blows a whistle.
Yeah. I do like the old country. Like the sort of hokey country when they whistle, you know, I do like that sound.
Do you guys know the band Molly Hatchet?
Uh-huh. Of course, yeah.
And the song Flirting with Disaster?
Yeah.
There's a moment in that song that my brother and I, when we're listening to it, we sort of lip sync it, but it's right before the solo, I think. Uh-huh. I think it's that song that's like this, you know, the whistle I can never do by putting your hands in your...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's in that song.
It's probably
Leave This In.
do.
I don't know where the solo is, but it's,
I'm putting it in. I'm putting it in for you.
Ow, ow.
I think it's a guitar solo or something.
Play the beginning of one called what the fuck? What do you call a hitman? What's another name for a hitman?
Assassin?
Bounty. Is there one? Bounty hunter? Headhunter?
Oh, from Hatchet?
Oh, yeah. Bounty hunter.
Yeah, yeah. Play just the very beginning. He just has a good quote.
Cool.
Oh, you missed it.
Hell yeah.
No. It might have been before that. He comes in and he goes, do you know $500 will get your head blown off? Well, it will.
My apologies to Lynyrd Skynyrd fans, but Molly Hatchet and 38 Special beat the shit out of that band. Totally. Pound for pound.
Really?
Hot I like take. That.
Hot take from what? This old Mr. Spence here.
I'm What's okay your three that. Favorite? Give me your three favorite 38 Special songs.
Hold on loosely. Oh, shit. What was the Teachers? They did one for that movie, Teachers.
The Teachers one.
Oh, now I'm on the spot. I can't do it.
Damn, well, Howard, you're a proper long hair now.
I mean, I might just cut all this off tomorrow. It's crazy to have this. You're supposed to grow it long in the winter when you need warmth.
It was. That like seems like twice as long.
Degrees today. Oh, it's feels, crazy long.
It's like twice as long as I last saw you.
Like there's hair still on me that was there way before pandemic.
Yeah. Wow.
Good talking That's to you guys. Hair. All right.
Caught up in you.
On that one.
Caught up in
he's
you.
I think you got
for. Right on.
I was looking for the 38 Special song right there.
All anyway. Right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Harry Styles, As It Was.
I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say. Everything gets in the way.
Seems it goes with it.
And I'm the one who stays.
Why does this one seem even mellower than it usually does?
Yeah, I've caught that too. Just felt like more sparse or something. Maybe the whistling puts it into it's a juxtaposition of style.
Also, I don't know why I didn't pluralize his name. I introduced him as Harry Style.
Harry Style.
Yeah.
Like when he turns 40.
Yeah, right. Mom, call me Harry Style.
He's going to do this big style. Old John Mellencamp transfer, transition.
Yeah.
Just style. Sounds like a new genre, too.
Yeah.
Harris Styles. Or
Harry Style. It's like Gundam style, Gangnam style.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Beyonce, Break My Soul.
Of course.
Oh my God! We should just play Joel's. Joel, I just saw your Twitter with the Beyonce interview.
Oh my God!
You retweet.
Yeah. What was that?
It's Tyra Banks doing an interview with Beyonce where she had these stupid categories that rhyme with Beyonce's name. Just play the audio of it. Play the audio off the Twitter.
All right, I'll try. I
retweeted it and somebody wrote, this is the reason why Beyonce doesn't do interviews anymore. Something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It just reminded me how over the top that show was and just the way Tyra Banks was.
All right, here it is.
I'm ready for a different interview with Beyonce. Beyonce, when was the last time you bought something in a store? Seance.
What?
If you could communicate with anybody that has passed away.
You can hear her. Seance.
Brionce. What's your favorite type of cheese? Grayonce. You get older, are you going to dye your hair? Clayonce. Have you ever voted on American Idol?
What?
Fierce.
Clay Aiken.
When was the last time you was a little tipsy? Squash of Fierce.
Oh my
what
God.
Sport do you like to play?
Oh my God.
Who's your favorite Squash of
Fierce.
Squash of Fierce. Do you sing in the shower? Josh
Holy
of Fierce.
Shit.
Oh man.
Which Josh do you think is sexier? If I were a hoy.
I didn't even know it went on that long.
I know that
long.
She likes to take vacations on boats. If I were Tolstoy.
This is going to be a two-part episode.
She's even right. I can't believe she's rhyming her nicknames now and rhyming now like right, lyrics. Right. She's just not stopping.
No. Yeah. That was the fastest writer's room in the history of television.
Wow. 10 minutes. She's really delighted with herself with each one.
They arrived and did not prepare. And they're like, quickly, give me an idea.
Yeah. Something. Give me some puns. Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a disaster.
That's a classic. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. That was a proper chart transplant right there.
Okay. Yeah, it really was.
Right on. Well, that's the music chart. We'll be right back with the movies.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, what's the other one you retweeted with the guy talking about pornography?
Oh, man.
And he goes, 30,000 people are watching pornography right now. What is that stat?
Oh, what yeah. I saw statistic? That about Sunday. About Sunday.
Yeah. And yeah. Like warning us what hands were shaking at church. You just be careful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those guys have jerked off. Like, God damn, dude.
Yeah. What are you doing on Sunday? If you're
I know. Yeah. He looks like he jerks off a lot. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or never just has, big. You know.
But what about 30,000 though? Just like at any given second, 30,000 people are in the midst of beating off. Then one guy finishes and the other guy starts. Like,
it seems alarmingly low. I mean,
yeah, I was like, it's got to be 30,000 in just the state or something.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what he's talking about. He didn't quote any area.
Research has shown. And an informal poll, my friends, and I have 30,000 friends, and they're all
right. I asked all my friends. No one said no.
Was he making an anti-masturbation message?
He was
like, go to church.
Yeah, I think it was like an anti-addiction
epidemic.
Porn. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, an addiction.
He's like
to porn.
Crazy.
He said 63% of pastors are addicted to porn.
That was the other stat that was.
Also unbelievable.
Did they answer a survey? How do they get any of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. You're picking apart the quality of the yeah.
Well,
statistics.
Just because anytime I watch TikTok, I'm like, what's the word? I'm examining information. Is this guy right? Is this guy, you know, just all the different people
right.
that I see.
Yeah.
And then so you go, wait a second, what? 30,000? What's the sample size, guy? What's going on?
I asked one priest and he said 60% of me is addicted to porn.
Right. I jerk off 63% of the time.
And please round down. Please round down.
Yeah, yeah. Round down.
Remember Ted Bundy tried to blame it all on porn.
He did?
Yeah, he did. It's like, I think it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, with you?
Right.
Yeah, Ted, with some other people, it's just porn. With you?
Right.
Yeah. There's other factors.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get in the movie chart.
Movies. They're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee. Movies.
Hey, movies. All right.
You're clear on what a movie is?
Joel? Yeah, yeah. Play it. I'm sorry. One more time.
Well, guess what, gang? People are coming out and saying that this Top Gun Maverick is one of the great movies of all time.
Whoa.
And it is anchoring a resurgence of people back out into public. Back out to the theaters. Let's see if it's still on our countdown.
All right. Coming in number five.
Number five.
We got Top Gun Maverick.
Whoa.
Oh, it dropped.
Three, two, one.
Yeah, I'm really amazed they pulled this off. Like, is there another franchise that's like the sophomore effort, like this this many late. Years apart yeah. yeah, is actually no. really yeah. good?
Well, Austin Story season 2.
Yeah, how's that going?
We're working on it.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah, tell us, everybody. Let us know who should play Chip. If Chip Pope deserves to play Chip, let us know. Tweet at us. But we may be going down in October to do some shooting.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
I love that. Hey, so we're voting if Chip deserves to play Chip.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I had a meeting with him and he wasn't as excited as he should have been.
Oh, he's stiff-armed.
He's stiff-armed, so.
Okay. So, taking it to the people.
Yeah, fans of the show, let us know. But yeah, Maverick's back. It's been 2 years that they kept it secret. I mean, not since the Trump raid has so many people kept their lips zipped.
Right.
Is this the movie where he yelled at everybody? For breaking COVID protocols?
I believe it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. They might have been doing reshoots or something at that point.
Okay. Okay.
Do you think that was a PR just like stunt finishing it. Or genuine?
I think it was fully genuine because those guys, like, they're responsible for a lot of people's, well-being and stuff. So I think he was trying to single-handedly save the movie industry. So when he saw those guys hanging around with Matt, he just lost his shit.
Yeah. Know? That's like Scott. He drives us to all the tour stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. He feels responsible for us. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that feverish pace that he has on Comedy Bang Bang. He just wants that
right.
all the time off stage.
Well, keep your finger on that voice memo app on your phone and record some of that shit that he yells at you.
Yes. Yeah. Please. Get us some secret tape.
Yeah, you'd be shocked. The whole car ride. We rented a Denali. It felt good.
Oh, cool.
We're in a huge, suburban.
Yeah.
Trekking down Texas.
Did you hit rain?
Where do we hit rain? We hit rain. There's a little bit in Texas.
I lived in Texas for 9 years. I never heard that term.
Did you?
Hit rain.
Hit rain.
You live. Where did you live?
Did you hit rain? We hit rain. And that's not a Texas thing.
You haven't been listening to the meteorologist. Yeah. You guys are going to hit rain about 9 a.m. Where in Texas did you live?
Austin. I just lived in Austin. I stayed in Hyde Park most of the time. Yeah.
We had in Chicago, there was like one of those just sudden onset huge storms that was just like in a flash of a second, all of a sudden just massively pouring
deep dish pizzas.
Pouring deep dish pizzas.
Sausages slamming down on the windshield.
They use those deep dishes to collect the rain.
Oh.
After. That's where it comes from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Someone's been on Wikipedia.
I did try Malort for the first time in Chicago, which was horrible.
What's that?
Malort is almost like a citywide prank to do on other people where it's like a Chicago liqueur, I guess, but that goes back to like Prohibition times.
Yeah.
And Tawny Newsom bought us shots of it late at night and it was, she's like a Chicagoan.
Okay.
So it was a big, big fucking joke, I guess. Cause that, I mean, that's it tasted like actual dumpster
water.
Like it's just one of the worst liquors you've ever had. I mean, it is probably the worst you've ever had. They seem to all know it, but they're kind of proud of it. But yeah, it's a very funny particular thing.
Yeesh.
That's why the murder rate there is so high.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Oh, Lord.
Like, but what part of the process is it? Is it, do they drink it and go murder?
I see.
Right before the Al Capone shit, they probably chugged a bunch of Malort.
Probably. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
New journey. Well, he got in shape. He went from dad bod to god bod. And after all that, Mjolnir, he reclaimed his title.
Hey, congratulations to Taika Waititi, who just married Rita Ora. Oro or Rita Ora.
Oh,
wow.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
That's quite...
Secret wedding or something?
Yeah. That's pretty good. I mean, she seemed like a good wife.
Yeah.
From afar.
You checked her out.
I mean, like, I wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, Kim Kardashian, I wouldn't be happy for a friend of mine if he got with her, except for whatever, you know. But Rita Ora, that just seems like... Congratulations.
Congrats.
To Taika Waititi.
Yeah, a little sample of the toast you would have given had you been there.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Hey, your wife seems like a good job.
Whose date is that?
I would want her more than Kim Kardashian if I had to pick right now.
Yeah. I like him a lot. I just can't take these movies anymore. I'm not the only one, I'm sure. It's not the most original take, but I'm just exhausted.
I'm with you, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a sentiment out there.
Which sucks because some of them are good. Some of them I do like, but I'm just sorry,
folks.
They
made way too many. Way too many.
Yeah.
Never happened before. Mystic Pizza. Let's make 75 different versions of Mystic Pizza. I mean, it's unprecedented.
Right. You know, I started to watch Siskel and Ebert clips from I watched them review Ordinary People and The Great Santini, Star Wars, Alien. It's fun to kind of watch them process it for the first time.
What did they like? What did they hate?
They liked all of them that I mentioned. They mentioned Life of Brian, which is kind of interesting because they both are they're both ready to fight all the religious right that were already panning the movie as saying like it's offensive, and they're saying it's not offensive. Which is, I don't think the best take because I think it is offensive. they make a big deal of like, it's not about Jesus. It's about somebody else that's, you know, non-Jesus. So why are you offended? But I think watching it now or watching that review now, I'm like, yeah, I think it is kind of, they are targeting a Jesus. It's just not maybe the Jesus.
Right.
So it's just kind of interesting to see those guys battle for.
Yeah, the first absolutely. Time. And they're still going strong. Kind of, give it up for them after all these years.
After all these years, yeah.
I didn't realize they tried to defend it that way. That is a very coy argument.
Yeah.
It's not Jesus. It's another guy.
Yeah. It was like, well, I think they're making fun of it.
Right. See, there's a lot of people who have the name Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Nope.
What if I told you that today you'll leave here different?
Pops.
I'm talking to you.
Haven't seen this one yet. Nobody will reveal anything to me about it.
Let me set you up there. Hey, Start, have you seen this?
I haven't seen this one yet.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. That was the response.
I was hitting you. I was hoping you might say nope.
Got it.
I
can we take that again?
Play the movie theme again. I've got something to report on this movie. Friday, I think it was maybe the Friday before, my brother was in town with his family. He's got two daughters, 12 and 15. We went to Universal Studios, and I can't tell you how unready I was for a amusement park. I thought it would be easy, but it was a lot of humanity at once.
Yeah.
But on the movie, Nope is now a big feature of the promotion at Universal, as well as on the tour, the tram tour you take around the studios. They now have a Nope. Oh. Place. Wow. Have you guys talked about this? No.
No. Nope.
Set you up
Sorry.
Again.
Sorry. God damn it. Yeah.
There, and I don't know what happened because you go into the sort of, is it like a fair or carnival? Is that where the place is set? It's like a.
Nope.
Ah, there we go. anyway, you go into that set And I assume something was supposed to happen, but it didn't. Or maybe there was a mistake, but we were kind of led up to like, are you guys want to be here anymore? And everyone's like, well, I don't know. And normally something scary is about to happen, particularly if it's like a horror thriller genre movie, and nothing did. And then we just left the amusement park. And before that, we saw two. Wow. I thought there was two people in sort of civilian clothes who were in the set. One was on their phone. And I thought, oh, this is part of it. They're going to scare the crap out of us like it's a haunted house. No. Sorry. Nope. They had nothing. They were just two randos walking around. So that's a plug.
That's so odd.
Yeah, it was very strange because based on the amount that they were promoting it, that was the most unrealized part of the tour.
Right.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's like when Cody wouldn't hit the theme song cues on Who Charted. Like all the expectation is there and then
right.
You don't actually get it.
Nope.
Nice. Good finish. Hanging. Good finish.
All right. What are we on? Coming in at number two.
Number two.
DC League of Super Pets.
Really?
Wake up, buddy. It is 1 o'clock. Maybe I should let him sleep. Okay. Jump around.
That is a new remix of Jump Around.
Yeah, it really is.
Hmm. Good update.
Good snare sound on that.
Who's this? This isn't Pixar. What is this? Who is this? It's making this.
Lionsgate.
Lionsgate.
Warner Brothers.
When you played that clip, I legit thought, Howard, you were making a snore sound yourself as a judging. A judgment.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't me, everybody at home. Yeah. They put that in there to preempt your own instinct to do it yourself.
Animated animal movie.
Yeah. DC's doing that, though, huh? Is that a Batman and some...
Superdog and Superman. It's Superman's dog, I guess, is the star of it.
Okay. It's a great idea.
I mean, might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they did Lego. I thought they were getting the kids in there with the Lego. They make the Batman with the Lego, but this must be for even younger, like 6 months younger before they get into Lego. They like doggies.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Was there a Superdog comic?
I don't know. His name probably. Is Crypto, I guess.
It's too easy of an idea that it couldn't have happened before.
Right.
Once you do Batman, Batgirl, you got to go Bat Dog. You got to go Super Dog.
Like it's now
Superwoman.
It's two animals. It's Bat Dog. Yeah. I was a big Underdog fan.
Bat Dog.
Yeah.
Underdog was the best. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Every time. I mean, it was such a stupid joke, but the striped cat was named Spot. Love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Scatman.
Just rooted for that guy.
Yeah.
Here's the fact. Superboy, or Crypto, is from 1955. He first debuted in the comics.
So. Actually, Satoshi invented it in 2016.
Right.
25.
His name was Crypto?
Yeah, with a K.
Even back then. Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Like Kryptonite.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Batcoin. Is that something?
There you go.
Batcoin.
Boom.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, Brett. You won the podcast.
I did it. Made up for the nope.
the nope miss?
Yeah. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Bullet Train with Brad Pitt.
Hi. There's a gun on.
Shh, whoa. It's the quiet car. Gotta use your small inside voice in here, son.
There's a gun.
How old is Brad Pitt now? He's like.
Gotta be 50.
50s, yeah.
Yeah, 50s.
he still just looks like perfect Brad Pitt, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
Pitt don't crick.
58. Right.
Pitt don't crick.
It's almost 60.
Wow.
Pretty really? Wild.
Yeah.
I will see this movie. Breaking news. I will see this movie. Have you guys heard anything about it? Is it good?
I haven't heard. It seems like one of those Guy Ritchie movies. Like,
yeah.
Winds up going to...
Yeah, know, I guess I'm bracing
opens
myself.
Opens wide, closes quick, but who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
54% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Whoa, okay, well.
Ouch.
The trailer...
on disc real soon.
The trailer had an air of quality to it, so I wouldn't blame you for like checking it out.
I've now switched it to I will might see this movie.
Yeah.
This movie has an air of quality. That should be on the previews.
Roger Ebert says it has an air of quality.
Of quality.
If you squint your eyes, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. Lower your expectations, says Gene Siskel.
In an air of quality.
I don't know. I mean, he's good. Brad Pitt. There we go. Another hot take right there.
He is good.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very good actor. Did you guys ever see California with a K?
I sure did.
I think that's an underrated Brad Pitt. Oh, no.
Yeah. I cross-bitted. No, but it's good. You like that one? Yeah.
Yeah. I remember like when I saw that, my opinion, I never had a bad opinion of him, but I was like, oh, he's just a great actor. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
He plays this like trailer, you know, like a white trash trailer guy.
Okay.
It's great. He's super funny in it.
It was sort of the 1-2 punch of like Thelma and Louise and then what
the
was
river
the
touch through it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For I was thinking of the one, I think the Tarantino written.
Oh, yeah, True Romance.
Natural
Born Killers.
No,
yeah,
True Romance.
Nope.
Nope. That was Oliver Stone. I agree. Yeah. He had the stoner role in that and then the Thelma and Louise thing. And yeah. Then they started giving him like, you know, it's your movie type stuff.
Yeah. Then I will see it. I will might see it.
All right. Well, that was number one.
Wow. Number one. Good job. Movies. You're back.
So
and
this
we'll
means
be right back.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I just interrupted your...
No, go for it.
Okay. Does that mean Minions is out of the five so quickly?
Oh, yeah. Hooray. How about that?
Yeah. It dropped like real quickly. Yeah.
Were you keeping track? You got your Minions ticker in your...
Yeah. Well, they're just all over Universal Studios. It is such a predominant feature of their current strategy.
Did you buy any of the mugs or anything? They got like tumblers. They got Minion tumblers.
Oh, they got everything. And I got so just like, I didn't have a panic attack, but it was just overwhelming the commerce after not being in a mall for two years. You know, it's just stunning. And it was packed.
Yeah, I got
to
say.
Everybody's going to do everything now.
But yeah. It's
just everything.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Especially
is that Superdog?
That's
what the Superdog trailer going back.
Yeah, there he goes. Sorry, I didn't hit stop on the trailer.
Not me again, gang.
All right, Wally.
Good job, Wally. Check out Wally, Disney Pixar. And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Whoa, is that a TV?
Oh, it's this way. Yeah, I got a TV. I put it on my stove.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a good place to stick a TV. You just, if you use the back burner, you'll burn the base off.
Yeah.
I gotta just use the front two burners.
Yeah. And always low and slow. Always low and slow.
Yeah.
When did you have that put in? Or did you put that in recently?
Yeah, I just took it and stuck it up there. I was like, wow, why don't, like, everybody should do this. And I was like, well, everybody doesn't want to burn the base off of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But because I live alone, it's just not a concern. Yeah. I could just use the front too. But I endorse it as an idea. It's a great place for a TV and it's just a natural spot.
I have the previous owner of this house put in a laundry hookup in this room. And but there's a second one in the garage. So put the laundry in the garage. But now I just have two like faucets that are just aimed right at my studio equipment. That like slight turn of that faucet will just like fire hose it.
Ah.
And dude, I did that. I did it by mistake.
Did you?
It was such an idiotic move. Like I had these guys come in and they were installing the laundry machine. And then he was telling me about the faucets in there. And he was like, yeah, so you want to just turn this. Like for some reason it was against his like union code to touch that part of it.
Oh, God.
But he's like, when when I leave, you just crank that and make sure it goes like this. And then I was just almost just fiddling on these ones, like right after he said that he was still here. And I was just like, I didn't expect anything to actually happen with these ones. And it was just the lightest touch. And I just got fire hosed. It was so embarrassing. Like I was trying to just be like the adult, right. Guy of the house being like, okay, are you installing this right?
Yeah.
And then he just sees me march.
He
just told me to be careful with that. And I just marched right into the next room and just doused myself.
Did you fuck up your equipment?
No, it did get a little bit on guitars and equipment and pedals, and I just panicked and wiped it down, and I think it's okay. But oh my God, that was a lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so bad. Let's do the hot picks.
Ooh, I think it's Young Folks, Peter, Bjorn, and John. Is that
that's
what that song?
That's the one. That's what I was saying, Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Yeah, you were really close.
Yeah. What I call them, Peter, Bjorn, and Bron?
I think you just said Bjorn and John, so you were just one.
Yeah. There it is.
Do you remember that, Brett?
Yes, absolutely. I had that in my head, that melody exactly, but I didn't know. I don't know if I've ever known the artist's name.
Yeah.
How about that
teenage head guy? Did you hear about that?
That was insane.
Teenage head, like the guy's son killed him, the guy who founded the band.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a crazy headline, like murdered by his son.
It's like a stretch for a punk rock musician to even have a kid and then to have it go that right. wrong. It's like,
wow.
If your dad's in a band called Teenage Head, how do you rebel?
Right. I often think that.
Alex P. Keaton, I guess. You become like a Reaganite now.
Yeah, conservative.
I remember seeing there's a doc on Lemmy, and then they have him in Hollywood, like in his little Hollywood apartment with like all his Nazi memorabilia and all this insane shit.
And then he's got his
little kid and his kid's sitting by him, just kind of awkward.
Yeah, and looking for approval.
Looking for love from his dad. And then his dad is just talking about how he had a groupie fling and that's how this kid came out.
Yeah, right just in
like,
front of him.
Right in front of him. I really felt for that kid. It's like,
wow. Me too.
Here's like Lemmy, who I have always just like worshipped as like this metal god. But then you think about the personal life, like, should never have had that poor kid.
And the kid's there and he wants some love from his dad. His dad's so tone deaf. He's like, yeah, I banged his mom in the side of a pub.
I love that your take, Brad, is he shouldn't have had that kid.
It's kind of what I was saying with the teenage head guy.
Yeah. I say that right in front of the kid as as my words of sympathy.
Like feeling so morally superior.
All right. Let's do these hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We're going to see if we did better than... What did we have earlier? Spotify?
Apple.
We can beat them. Let's see what our hot picks are.
Okay, coming in at number five.
Number five.
We got Howard's first pick. This is Pussy Riot with Sugar Mommy.
Come get fucking sugar mommy. Come get fucking sugar mommy.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's
damn good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pussy Riot. I think that's like a departure sound-wise for them. I always thought they sounded like punk rock. This
Me
is
too.
Just full-on like sexual pop music,
like
this
peaches.
Album.
Feels like Peaches.
It's like Peaches, but it also sounds like D. Antwoord, where she's like, you know, she's like real sexual, but then also like nasty, violent. But it's yeah. definitely different for them, but I think it's... It's a great idea. All the subversive messages are in the lyrics, but it just sounds very cutesy and poppy.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, that was cool. It made me think, like, have I actually heard Pussy Riot before?
Yeah.
Like, I've just
I couldn't name a song.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're more of an event, but now they'll have some hits, I guess. See?
Rookie question on them. Are they, they're out of
Russia,
trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah, and everything.
Oh, with that? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the backstory. But I know the front story.
Woo! Yeah, you do. The mullet of knowledge.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. Joel, I thought of you with this one. This is a band called Birth. It's very like proggy, and this is called Descending Us.
Boundless, thousands of miles between, lost and wandering till the dawn of our days. And we're falling, washing the salt on the earth.
Oh, I got I queued it up at the most boring part of it.
The most John Anderson of parts.
Right.
That's a good idea for a podcast. We just play the worst parts of songs.
Yeah.
Always have that snore underneath everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like a bit long opus of a song. It's pretty cool. It's
yeah,
definitely throwback.
My affinity for prog is really confined to when they had hit songs.
Okay.
Like Rush, like after Tom Sawyer and then with Yes, I actually don't like most of album tracks of Yes, but I do like Roundabout. And I do like, you know, their
right.
hits. But then when I was like a 9 or 10 or whenever the album, I thought Asia was the shit, like the first album.
Yeah.
And it's worthy of being made fun of, but it was the number one rock album for many months.
Everywhere.
That's such a funny take on Prague. Like, I like Prague, but only the top 40 stuff.
Yeah, when they sold out.
Yeah, I like sell out Prague.
But it's true. Like, I can't stomach, like, when they get too...
I like Frankenstein by Edgar Winter.
Yeah. But when it gets to, like, there's, like, English folklore, I kind of get resistant to it, or any sort of... virtuosic musical choice. But when they become top 40, I go, I guess, well, I don't know. So, but that doesn't apply to Pink Floyd. I think I like Pink Floyd up until Roger Waters left, basically.
Right. I was gonna, I guess a consistent take on Pink Floyd would be like, you only like the, like, David Gilmour 80s albums or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that would be crazy. It's like, what's his face that did the, like, he prefers the Wings to the, it's the comedian. I can't think of his
Megan
name.
Says that too. She likes Wings better than the Beatles.
Yeah, Paul McCartney's better band. Yeah.
Yeah. Silly talk.
This is how I find out you don't actually like Paul McCartney on this podcast. not our Beatles podcast.
Yeah.
Just completely different, Joel.
I've been sitting on this for years.
We've had entire
Paul,
Wings
they
episodes.
Really would have had some.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Joel's pick. This is Bad Bad Hats with Detroit Basketball.
Nice. Some Detroit based punk rock.
What's that?
I like some Detroit based punk rock.
Yeah. I love this band. They that's a three piece. When you start watching their videos, I think you'll love them even more. They're just this sort of a young, unassuming band. And they play really fun pop tunes, kind of like Liz, like it has a little Liz Phair
for sure. Yeah.
But and they've been around since like 2015 or 14, so they just keep doing it. It's really cool.
Right on. Yeah, super tight sound.
Yeah, that kind of Liz Phair-y 90s sound is definitely back, and I like it.
Yeah, like a Courtney Barnett kind of a little bit.
I'm a big fan of her. I love her.
Yeah, she's good.
All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Black Midi with Sugar.
For me to be the greatest the world has ever seen, a genius among non-entities.
Damn.
The runway clash of a century. February 31st, 2163, I was there, but could not see, being a 3-for-3 superfluous freak.
Wow, interesting.
Black necks, upper backs and knees, falling fat, flapped by the breeze. In the right.
That sounds like when David Lee Roth was a radio DJ. That's just a stream of spew. That's an interesting sound. It's like... It's like a big band sound, but psychedelic or something.
Yeah. I mean, they're an amazing band, like virtuosic band, and they do lots of wild stuff. Like you wouldn't necessarily tell that song from another song.
Who's the Welsh like singer? The big
Tom Jones.
Yes, Tom Jones. It really sounded like Tom Jones came and sang
over
Radiohead, you know?
Right.
Yeah. No, just that's a cool element to bring into that music. I mean, a lot of people do psychedelic guitar and stuff, but yeah, that sounded like that era of, superstar singer, Vegas type show type thing.
Yeah. Brett, did you go with me to see Cornelius?
Yes. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did go. We saw Cornelius. I love Cornelius.
Yeah, that those breakneck changes remind me of Cornelius.
Yeah, when suddenly it's
just chaotic. Hit
like pure silence for a beat and then it goes into a different direction.
Yeah, yeah. I love
it. Oh man. Thank you for reminding me of that. Cool. That was cool. That was at the Echo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was great. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's second pick. This is Amon Amarth with Odin Owns You All. They just can't get past this. I love that Amon Amarth somehow has the keys to your death metal taste.
I love it. It's like, what if the Cookie Monster was the leader of some Scandinavian warmongers with broadswords?
Yeah, absolutely.
I good times. I mean, I wonder if Vikings would actually like any of that music. You know, I know. You expect that they would love it and just take to it, but they might hate it.
I love how the, like, sonically, just how the you hear every drum beat amidst, like, everything seems so separated. It's not like a
wall. I'm endlessly confused as a producer and mixer exactly how they do that.
That's like, incredible.
How do you get every single kick drum to come through so cleanly?
Yeah, like that is funny though.
Yeah.
Like playing this for, going back in time and playing this for them, would they just run the opposite way?
Yeah, I hate it. Start killing you.
Right.
Stop that devil.
Right on. But I'm excited that they're back. You know, they're just fun to watch their videos on YouTube because people act like they're in a Viking ship in the crowd. But
instead of moshing, they're all rowing. They're all rowing a boat. It's amazing.
They sit down on the ground and row.
I love it.
Hey, right on. Joel, it was great having you on. Is there anything you want to steer the Chartists towards?
Yes. I'm at Twitter, Joel A. Spence. Wayne and Rodney, we have a full album out and an EP available everywhere. The first album is called Turn It Up. The second one is called To the Victor Go the Spoils. And you can find... this particular album is very, very important to me wherever you find your podcasts.
Right on.
Awesome stuff.
Thank you guys so much for absolutely. This was a joy.
Oh, of course.
Good to have you. And start, where are you guys going next? What's going on?
Yeah, so San Francisco's next. Then two shows in Portland. We're doing Seattle, Vancouver, and then going all around to the end of the month. So check out cbbworld.com/tour. To see the remaining dates and come out to see it. And we're releasing every show as a podcast the day after. So I'm doing some fast turnarounds there.
Wow.
Putting them out for subscribers.
And has Paul held his word to not repeat a character?
So far he has.
So far. Ooh, boy.
Wow.
You gave us a little bit.
I thought you were saying, has Paul kept his word to help you edit the shows each day?
Why did he promise that?
Do they hang around the edit sessions? Do they put a lot of good energy into that?
Yeah, I wish they did. Keep me focused. But I've been editing them as the next show is happening, like just on the side of the stage.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
So I've got a good rhythm going, though. Because I was worried I wouldn't even have any time to do that. So it works.
Right on. Check that out, everybody. Head on over to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD. Check out Drop Date Duel. Check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister.
Most importantly, go to whochartedpod.com. Go to the Chart Mart. Subscribe to the show.
I always forget the important part.
Yeah. You get the whole archives of Who Charted. The storied archives going back years, and you get two charted every single week on Fridays.
There you
Howard
go.
And I will record a two charted in just a few moments, in fact.
Absolutely. And you could get over 100 or so, something like that, preem streams.
That's right.
Escape tunes. People love those. And I got some new ideas for escape tunes. We'll talk to you about that in two charted.
Oh, fun.
Right on. Okay, thank you so much. Check out Joel's stuff, and we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.